episode 57. Apparently no one's ready to go. I just asked everyone if they're ready to go. Hey guys, welcome to Into the 99. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel.
I'm Hope.
I'm Brian.
I'm Zach.
Today we're talking a much more positive topic than the last episode. We're going to discuss expressing yourself with your product you bring out to Best games deal. And how you build your decks in general. So Zach, take it away and kind of let everyone know what we're going over.
So we're wanting to talk about the different ways you can express yourself with the products you use in game and how, you know, you make your choices. So with all the cards that we have available to us in our card pool, like from the many different basic lands to the different foilings of cards, we're just going to kind of talk about like what you choose and why you choose it.
So, I express myself with dance.
So this is going to be Brian's last episode on the podcast.
You're still in your probation period. I don't think you have the right to call that yet.
In general, we all, everyone has different things that are going to attract them to certain commanders, things that are going to want them to play more, do more, like the, everyone has their own, do you like foils, do you not like foils?
I love foils.
I'm so over foils.
But your, just give me your opinion foils. Doesn't count.
Honestly, before we even go further, I really like that they've started offering foil and non-foil versions of their products.
Me too, especially the fun, nice art things. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so happy that, like, I can get them normal instead of just foil. Because, like, you would think that something like that it would just be, like, extra fancy, right? Like, it's foil. Like, yep. It'll be, like, up to, like, that next level, you know? Like, and I just don't much care for that. A lot of the things, especially, like, using Zendikar as an example, I found that the, what's it called? The, like...
Expedition?
No, the showcase stuff.
Yep.
The colors are really vibrant and really beautiful.
Oh, that Lotus Cobra?
But as soon as they got foiled, it kind of, like, dulled that a little bit.
It takes away from it, yeah, because they've got to do so much more treatment to the card.
Yeah, so I found that... I didn't find that the colors were as vibrant once they hit the foiling.
I noticed that specifically with the Lotus Cobra.
I noticed that with the Omnoth.
I haven't seen the Omnoth in its foil versus not foil. But with that Lotus Cobra, like, the non-foil Lotus Cobra looks significantly better.
Yeah, well, it's just, like, to each their own, right? Like, it's very vibrant, it's very rich and highly saturated, and I found that the foil, just because, like, if it's not hitting the light right, it loses some of that.
Oh, interesting.
So I mean, it's just, like, to each their own, right? Like, yeah. I'm not a big fan of foils. I see no need for them. If I can find something in non-foil, that's the way I'm gonna go typically. But also I'm happy with not spending a ton of money. And for me, like, I'd rather have, like, a different art. Like, I really liked what they did with the Showcase stuff in Zendikar. I really like what they did with the comic book frame stuff in Ikoria.
Oh, I loved the comic book frame.
Like, the Showcase framing in Throne of Eldraine. Like, I think that is really cool.
Before we, before we go into all these topics, I just want to ask everyone, like, what makes you want to build a commander, Brian? Like, when you look at it, like, what draws you to a commander?
First off, like, well, I guess it's what are their, like, abilities that, like, I first would want to build around, or, like, again, essentially, why do I want to build this commander?
Yeah.
But then it's like, so I guess for me is I picked up off of Mythic Black War, like, a few alt art, cards for certain commanders that I have. So such as my Kalia. I have it as a Khaleesi from Game of Thrones. Yeah, yep. Like a Daenerys. So I have now redone my dragon deck, or my Kalia deck, to be a dragon tribal, as she is the mother of dragons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's obviously foil.
I find that so interesting because, like, for me, like, the thing that draws me first is always the art first, mechanics later. Which is so, I don't know why, but, like, I see the art and I'm like, that's dope, I'm gonna make it work. You know, and that's just always been my vibe, yeah.
How about you, Zach? What makes you want to build a commander?
Is it black? And can I play out of the graveyard?
that's a fair way to look at it.
Those are a lot of, like, what draws me is, like, how, you know, black's my favorite color of magic, so I don't always build black decks, but I've found that black decks appeal to me a lot more because I like a lot of the ideology behind the color black and just the things that black offers in its color pie, but also... if I can play out of the graveyard, like, I've talked to you guys, I've been trying to work on this Azorius Reanimator deck, so, like, I like trying to take those weird, like, kind of like an awkward approach to different color pairings, you know, stuff that like, is it possible to make this deck do something that the colors aren't known for doing as their primary role? So if a commander appeals to me in that way, that's how I like to build it.
I like that.
What about you, Daniel?
For me, it's either art.
Commander.
Is it legendary?
It is either art or the lore in general. I am really drawn to the lore if I think a character is cool or does something cool. Or there's only one. It's the Rama Daragaz.
The what?
Daragaz is brilliant. Rama Daragaz. But anyways, it's Daragaz. I could be wrong on that.
Reanimated.
Yeah.
Daragaz.
But anyways, he. His card sucks, but his lore is really good.
His lore is super good. All the primeval dragons, super good lore. Yeah. Primeval dragons of Dominaria. Check it out, baby.
Yeah, but his lore is great. His card is just terrible.
Lore rules.
They did him wrong. They did him dirty.
They did him super dirty. They're like, eggs.
But other than that, like that's why I built Multani. I was like, oh, that's like a really cool lore-wise commander. Yeah. And then I actually found Multani from the Moldrotha. I was like, oh, like the quote on Moldrotha is from Multani. I was like, I'll read what Multani is. And I was like, this is a pretty cool guy.
A rabbit hole, did you?
This is a cool place.
Didn't Multani, like, give up their spark?
No. Multani wasn't a planeswalker.
No. Well, there are a lot of people, like Rado, could have been a planeswalker and gave up their spark in Mending.
That's not what this was.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, I could be wrong again.
Multani will go over in an episode.
All right.
Multani, I just like
Daniel has no idea what the lore is.
No, I just know that. I like the lore so much. Yeah, tell me about it.
So they're a tree, kind of.
Listen, don't call me like that.
They sway, you know? They do tree things.
No, I just really like that he like locked Urza up into a tree because he was so mad about Adam.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Urza in the story, let me tell you.
Almost like Urza's not a good guy.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. So we want to go over just sort of what people build. For everyone listening, also tell us what draws you to a commander? What makes you want to play it? Are you a mechanics first, art second? Do you like the art? Are you just like a tribal fanatic? Like, you're like, this is a legendary elf? I'm building it.
Yeah, right?
We're doing it.
So my next big question for you guys, and this goes along with how we build, how important is it that you have matching lands?
Don't care.
Don't care at all.
No.
Don't care at all. I know so many people, like literally with Zendikar, like I had so many people come in, they're just like, I need 40 of this exact land. And I'm like,
good luck, buddy.
Tough.
Like, well, it's pretty easy, the basics, but I'm just like, that's so wild to me.
But like, I just go with foil lands. Like, if I have foil lands, I will slot them in over any non-foil lands.
Matching lands, like, oh, you mean the duels?
I'm like, oh, like a stack. I'm like, oh, I just grab like a stack of forests. I grab a stack of swamps. I grab a stack of plains. And I'm just like that. I just count them out. I don't care what's on them. The fact that they're all the same land, that's the important part.
Here's my deck building process. I find a legendary creature. I go to the store. Buy 97 cards for it for some reason. Then I have to cut a bunch of cards. Then I get home and realize I didn't buy any basic lands. So then I have to tear through drawers looking for forests because I think I have every forest in my collection in decks.
You do.
I really like green a lot.
Yeah, but that's it. It's do we have 12 in the house? Okay. Those are the 12 we're using.
Yep.
So
I on the other hand, match as much as possible.
Zach, you have a stroke playing with me in person. My cards aren't even faced the same way when I play, man. I hold them upside down in my hand. It infuriates Brian and Hope.
That should be illegal.
Yep.
It should be, I agree. But yeah, they have to match. It bothers me when they don't match. It doesn't have to be like they all have to be foil.
They're actually all up the right way.
No, they won't be. Oh, there we go.
If
one of them's foil, they all have to be foil. If I'm using white border, they all have to be the same white border, like land. Same thing if I build, like, who's a good example? My Griselda Monster Master deck, which I don't know if you guys have actually got to see, but all my lands are all from Innistrad because she does a bunch of reanimator stuff, and those are the lands I feel like best exemplify, like, a reanimator commander in Rakdos colors.
That's fair.
So a lot of the time it's like, it just helps to push the theme of my deck even further.
For me, in general, I only match if it's Snowlands, and even then I don't care what iteration of Snowland it is.
Yeah, like, I'm just always, like, as long as I have all my foil lands set up to the side, so when I'm building a new deck, if I have foil lands of the cards that I want, I will put them into my decks.
So we've talked about lands now. Something else I kind of want to talk about, especially with kind of the stuff we brushed on our last episode with the Secret Lair cards. How do you feel about proxies? Do you use them? And if so, why do you use them? Or why wouldn't you use them?
I feel like that's a bigger topic, but I'll give the general consensus from like me and the people I play with the most. That's proxy what you want, play what you want. Like, I just want to see your deck go off. Like, if you're putting 10 proxies in and you're making a deck, you're still out supporting your local game store. You're still out buying cards for it. I don't think you should proxy entire decks. But like, again, like, are you going to not build the deck because you don't want to spend $100 on one card? Or if you spend that $100 on dual land, you're not able to buy it? I don't know. I prefer people to spend money at your LGS. If you don't have access to a card or it's not available, proxy it, test it out that way and see.
And I like alt art proxies. So like Mythic Black Core, I mentioned earlier.
Definitely
like,
try and make them look different so that they're distinguishable.
Yeah.
Never try to sell someone a proxy. Oof.
Yeah, no, that's bad. And sorry.
No, go ahead.
And that's why I like having the alt art proxies, because I know which ones are actually proxies.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Like, I'm not going to have the exact same art as what the actual card is. I'll have it different.
Yeah. Zach, your thoughts?
I personally, like, I like getting proxies, but only the alt art proxies as well. That's part of, you know, once again, like, through my deck builds a lot of the times, you know, like, I started doing all this stuff because my Heroic Intervention articles, like if I'm building a deck, there's a theme I have in my mind that I'm trying to constantly create. So I'll try to find alt art that fits the card. You know, I have most of everything that I proxied aside from maybe two cards, but everything else is just like, oh, this is a Phyrexian Altar, which I have five of, but like I want this specific art because it fits.
Well, and yeah, my deck if it's thematic as well, like Brian said with his Mother of Dragons one, like, it's not changing what Kalia does or anything. It just is a cool, like, Brian likes Game of Thrones, if you don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
That was one of my favorite things that I liked about Brian's, like, when I first saw that deck with Brian played, I was just like, this is the kind of way I like to proxy. You know, like, it looks cool and it fits the theme super well.
I was going to say kind of to that end with, like, proxied altars, just like altars in general. Like, I'm into. I like that. Those are dope.
We're recording early. I'll just quickly jump ahead and get this out of the way. The reason, if you're watching the video, that Hope's not paying attention is because we have a new sponsor.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to zone out. I was just, like, squirreling playing with you.
So, introduce them.
Yeah, let's quickly talk about our sponsor, Etch Gaming.
I'm sorry, guys. So it's Etch Gaming on Instagram and Etsy. So he makes these really cool like accessories. So there's like,
they're so fun you won't pay attention to what you're doing.
They're so fun that you don't pay attention to what you're supposed to.
Yeah, I've been playing with the exact same thing, just wheeling them back and forth, and they're all magnetic. So if you get different colors, you're able to attach them. So like
the quality, just looking at these first off, I already thought they looked great. But the quality of these products is just nuts. Like, Zach's got one there in the video for audio-only listeners.
Yeah, deck box. Oh, so pretty.
For audio-only listeners, just trust me. You're going to want to buy stuff from him. But in general, like, just looking at the product he creates, like, oh, his commander trays. It's all such quality stuff. And that actually goes a little bit into what we wanted to talk about, where that's people bring different things to express their thing. Like, this is bling upon bling. Yeah,
be back in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bling is nice. That's something that I really like because it's a nice way to like express your style within your game.
These feel good. You're going to get comments on these for sure.
I also really like all the counters, right? Because I was talking to Daniel about this the other day. I was playing his Time deck, and he's talked about it before. But because whenever other creature enters, it gets a vigilance counter. It's just like I was doing the same thing. I'm like, my purple dice will be vigilance counters. Because I'm like, I don't have the pop-out ones. So he has these awesome vigilance counters in addition to all the other like keyword counters there.
Well, we
super dope.
For everything we do, it's all sleeves, playmats. We all like to show off our own individual playstyle. Like Brian just got the Doubling Season playmat. Loves it. I also love it. I have it sitting on my desk. It's a great looking playmat.
My Nicol Bolas one that Sherman and Brian got for me last year, I bring it with me everywhere. I love it.
Yeah, and we all do. That is another part of the reason I wanted to jump ahead into it is that is part of expressing yourself. Like, you also bring other things out with it. Commander's not just the cards you play. It's the whole thing. My brothers, animals. They all play without playmats. Anyone listening who plays without playmats, animals. Yeah. Take that to the bank.
Well, I was also going to say, like even it's no different than people putting stickers on their, like, archives.
Yeah.
Or, like, bringing out, like the big boxes, the big, like, square boxes that they used to have.
The white ones?
No. They're
archive?
They're like fat packs, but big.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I was just saying, yeah, because... No clue which ones, Hope. Try and...
Okay, well, they're like fat packs, but big.
Okay.
Essentially. It's like three rows of Daniel fat packs. Yeah.
You know, like the white boxes?
No.
What I said,
Ryan. They have art on them.
I have no idea.
That's why they're like fat packs. Anyways, I can't remember why, but, like, you know, when you have one of those, or you put, like I said, you put stickers on your archives, or... whatever it may be, or even the fact that, like, I have my Magic the Gathering bag, like, I have my, like, my messenger bag.
Yeah.
That is, like, Magic the Gathering. It's got all the guild symbols on it, and that's what I bring out to the store, and, like, people always comment on it. And it's like, you know, we go out of our way to, like, be fancy, you know?
Is this what you're talking about, Hope? Zach found one.
Where? Show me.
The holiday collector boxes?
I can't see.
1 second.
Maybe?
Show it to me. Show me the side. Yes.
Oh, I remember those boxes.
Fat packs, but bigger.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. God, I couldn't think of it. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Before I started, like, really, like, doing things correctly in Magic, all my Commander decks was in this. I had Commander decks in each row.
So many of the old guys do that.
Let me bring you back to an old day. I used to argue with people that sleeves were a waste of money. And I used to argue deck boxes were a waste of money, so my brothers all had their decks sleeved, and I just had rubber bands around my decks.
Oof.
Yeah. Oof. Like a savage.
But yeah, like, I, like, what with getting our package from Etch, I'm so excited to give my commander a home and a stage to show them off with this new commander tray.
Well,
yeah,
but, and the fact that it's got, like, the, like,
has the cast.
Number, yeah, the number of casts, that's the thing, because I always get absolutely slapped with counters and destruction on my commanders, so I'm really stuck.
And then the life at the bottom for
so
when
fancy.
We get back to actually playing out in person.
Wow.
Well, I'm very excited to bring these out. I play in person a lot with a more competitive group,
yeah,
and this is going to be a very fun thing to have out on the table as well today.
Yeah. Just,
it's another thing to bring your game to the next level, right? I'm sure everyone has played with someone who doesn't come with their own dice and whatever. It's me. I'm someone. But everyone does that, and it happens and stuff. It's nice. Brian is usually the one who I'm borrowing dice from. I have a big, like, toolbox of dice, but I never bring it.
Cause... Yeah, well, it's a ridiculous amount of dice. Like, we have the toolbox for at home, but I also have, like, my little dice bag that I bring with me.
But, like, yeah, like, so any of these, like, accessories you bring.
But that's even another example. My mom crocheted me that little, like, dice bag?
Yeah.
I love it. I bring it everywhere.
My mom made me
so
one too.
Cute.
Twins.
Aw, cute.
The Gales.
Yeah, different Gales, different moms.
That's funny.
Thank
I didn't
God.
Even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both in Gale.
Yeah, like, there's just so much you can do. Like, even people go out and they get the custom acrylic dice. Like,
yeah.
Different colors. Like, just.
Or, like, with, yeah, have people, like, resin cast their dice. Yeah.
With nerd stuff. Like, D&D and
oh,
Magic.
Oh,
D&D's
all
everything.
About that dice flex.
Yeah, like, I have nice blue-green metal dice. Am I going to be rolling that around my cards? No.
I really want to get a nice dice tower, because, like, we roll dice so much while we play. I'd love to have one for the table.
Yep.
Some of those are...
What kind of... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, like, I love the dice towers. But I wanted to know, like, while we're here, like, do you have a favorite accessory, Brian? Obviously, you love those dice, but, like, do you have a favorite Magic accessory?
Oh, probably, like, I like my playmats and the arc, like the archives, because again, like, I started putting stickers on it. But when War of the Spark came out, they gave us those stained glass stickers, so I got my Lily on there. Like, it's just there's so much, and then
Hope.
I have a favorite.
What's yours?
It's the Commander Anthology Life Counters.
Oh, I do. Those are phenomenal. That is a Magic product that we need a new replacement of.
Yep.
I have a Sensei's Divining Top one that is unpainted and unfinished.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but
I'll finish it.
It's a really, really cool one. I'll post a picture of it on Instagram.
That's dope.
But my favorite is probably, either I have a few signed playmats. One is Ayula, Queen of Bears. Really, really like that playmat. That is a awesome playmat. Hope got me that one for my birthday.
Bear Force One.
Bear Force One. And then I really like my Tarmogoyf playmat. Like the
Tarmogoyf.
Oh yeah.
It just the what?
So you're just like, I really like my Tarmogoyf playmat. Like the, and I'm like, Tarmogoyf.
No, I was gonna say like the colors on it are just like so fantastic.
You just stopped.
The new whatever Ultra Pro has been doing with their new ones, those colors are intense.
Yeah,
like
they've done a really good job.
I just got the Exploration and the other
Doubling Season.
Exploration and Doubling Season, but I also ordered Anawan and Oboon. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for those to come in. The color is just phenomenal. But other than that, I do really, really like the... A lot of people really like an app for counting your life. I don't know. I don't like phones on the table when I'm playing.
I like dice or the
life counters.
Yeah, the life
or
counters.
Or these now.
Yes, or these. Like, I'm I'm just so stoked. Like, this just adds... So instead of dice, we're going to have these plus one tokens and counters. And so we're not so dice will be left for this is how many sepperlings I have.
By the time this one's done, there will be a giveaway done for some of these. So hopefully when you guys have some of these as well to play around with, we've got some extra tokens. Etch has been a great sponsor and they've given us a bunch of stuff to pass out. So make sure you guys show them some love and hopefully someone has won some of these by then.
Da, da, da.
Zach, how about you, bud? We skipped you.
So I've got three things that come to mind. So my first is my favorite playmat. A friend actually got it for me. I'm a really big fan of Commander Versus, and I went to the SCG Con in Roanoke, and I got Justin Parnell to sign his.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Super nice guy. I was really excited about that. I'm also a really big Ultimate Guard fan, so I really like their Zipfolio.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Those are solid. So I like the stickers.
Yeah, thank you. Night Shift is one of my favorite clothing companies. And then Magnemite. And then I really like
Shout out Night Shift.
Give me all this.
Shout out Pokemon.
Night Shift, that's gonna cost you $18.
As you guys can see behind me, I'm a huge fan of Ultimate Guard's boulders.
Yeah.
If I own all the colors they have out. So I've since had to move to their deck cases, but if all those colors were in boulders, I would have them in boulders because they're my favorite deck boxes ever.
Speaking of all the colors, I also have all the colors of Dragon Shield and Eclipse Sleeves because I have what the kids call no self-control.
Big mood. I wish Eclipse had more colors. Oh my god, Eclipse Sleeves are nice. Sorry, Zach, go ahead.
And what's your third one?
Oh, you're fine. So those are my three, but I do want to give a shout out to one of my friends. I'll have to get him to send me a picture of his deck box, but have you guys seen those Sidewinder deck boxes that if you touch them, they'll leave like, So he's really, really into the Phyrexian stuff, and he has went through on a black deck box, and he's taken this lime green that glows in the dark, and he's went through and he's like added like... It looks kind of like etchings, and then he made the Phyrexian symbol on it. I'll get my buddy to send it
to
me, and
we'll post
it on our Instagram.
Yeah, that sounds really
cool. He's a super talented artist. Fez, if you're listening, you're great. But that was something I just wanted to shout out. It's like, I'm not a very artistically inclined person outside of like my tokens, but seeing people that are able to do that stuff, it takes expressing yourself to another level.
Speaking of that, with the Phyrexian, show that infect counter.
I can't.
Oh, it's
been too short.
There's Etch has a really nice. Yeah, Zach's got a closer one too. For anyone watching, like it is just such a quality piece. Like, oh, I cannot wait to. I'm gonna buy a bunch of those so I can just slap them down on the table.
Totally. I was gonna say with regards to deck
boxes. I'll hit
boxes,
you with Ink Moth Nexus. They're like, okay, slap.
I was gonna say with regard to deck boxes, also like one of my favorites is the Game Genic ones.
Ooh. Those are
super
really cool
dope
ones.
And they're like a new one.
They're
to
interchangeable.
Me, to us. Yeah, they're interchangeable. They're magnetic. They feel almost like denim.
Game Genic's version of the archive is also
so
really
good.
Quality.
You have it like upside down. You shake it. It doesn't open.
Yeah, they've got
super
solid
magnets.
I really like I have all the archives, the colors that are out, but I also have, there's another company called Dex, and they make a really solid box.
Velcro-y.
Yeah, they use Velcro for it, and that thing, like, that's not going anywhere, your cards. Like, you can throw those ones.
That's how it sounds when you open it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So. It's, go ahead, Zach.
So with all the deck boxes that we prefer and all the sleeves that we prefer, something I'm kind of curious about, do your deck boxes have to match your colored sleeves? Are they, do they have couldn't. To be the same brand?
No. Oh,
Zach, if only you knew.
Yeah, we couldn't. It would be literally impossible. Maybe if we are less of animals, but like it would be impossible. I couldn't. I'm just happy. No. I'm just happy that we have like enough. We don't even have enough archives for decks, so I'll just take what I can get.
I have 21 commander decks within reach.
Yeah, it's.
I always no. keep that thing on me.
Always.
So yeah, like I there for me, there'd be no way. Like I couldn't. There's not enough colors. That would be too many archives.
And what I started to do was take like the top off of one and put them on the bottom of a different color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interchangeable.
Yeah. Make them different.
The boulders are a really good product. I really like the sidewinders. All my competitive decks are in the sidewinders because A, I like to identify which ones I can grab whenever I want, but they're all full of like dual lands and expensive stuff like that. So I feel they need a little more protection than sitting out loose.
Yeah, like I keep my favorite decks in like specific. I have one, my dragon deck is in sidewinder, and then my Atraxa deck is in game genie finder.
Speaking of the way we play and everything, I've never once used the archives the right way. I understand very well that they're meant for like X amount of decks and a playmat. Nah, that's where more decks go.
Yeah, three more decks.
Yeah, I bring sideways. I bring too many decks out with me when I play.
Yeah.
So I usually eight. Just like, yeah.
Minimum.
Oh,
eight per archive.
Yeah.
I always do that, and then I just like stuff a bunch of dice in between them so the cards don't slide in the playmat slot. Never use the dice tray
D20s,
once.
Yeah. D20s in between, then they don't slide.
I don't know if it's easy to see, but I've got three of the like archives behind me, and I always bring at least two with me, so I have at least, you know, eight decks.
Well, for our LGS, we go to Ogre's Den in Calgary, and Ogre's Den Gaming Club has a lot of active commander players. Like pre-coronavirus, there was
30.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah. We have 30 that come out now.
Yeah, it's
in our limited.
We had probably 50 to 60 like active players
every Friday.
Every Friday, and then another group Monday, and then people throughout the week dropping in. So we had a huge. So generally, when we went out, none of us really pre-coordinated who we played with. All of us just kind of showed up and made pods depending on who got there.
Who arrived. Yeah.
So you played
and
with
then
so
who
many.
Died.
Yeah, you played with so many different people. Lots of bigger games, lots of stuff like that. So I
Mega
always
commander.
Yeah, I always like to bring out different. Power level decks so I could play with like the different
anyone,
people.
Yeah,
like I've got like some pre-con level decks, I've got like some more powerful pub stompy decks, and then I've got like full out competitive decks for if my brothers are out or there's a few people we play with like Kevin.
Yeah,
like
Kevin's a little bit more aggressive. Yeah.
Kevin, yeah, some people like the competitive play style, but I personally find when I only brought one or like I used to bring just one of the little archives instead of the super hives. I used to bring one of those and
it was not enough.
Right? Yeah, it would be like I brought Prosh and then like Prosh Elves. Yeah. So everything was a little too tuned for the average table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do. My LGS isn't, we have a lot of commander players, but there aren't like, we don't play commander there. A lot of us, we just go back to one of our houses and play. So I've gotten more used to having to, you know, play at events and having to play at like Star City events, Magic Fest, what have you. So that's what I started doing was I was bringing two archives with me and I was trying to scale the power levels accordingly. Like I'd keep it intact, like pre-con built from one of the years. And then I would scale up accordingly with decks that I like playing, you know, from right out of the box pre-cons to as powerful as I could possibly make.
Well, and yeah, like I don't know. I think it's nice to have different power levels of things. My problem is I always, a lot of the time for anyone who plays with me like in Calgary, you'll notice I pull a second chair up and that's usually where I stuff my archives onto because I bring so many deck
He's
boxes and
people.
Things with me. Yeah, I'm two chairs wide when I play.
Plus your cards.
Oh, my feelings.
No, like there's just so much that you're, like just the market. I guess with the boom of Commander and just Magic in general, the amount of products to help
like just
let you express yourself has
bring
really
your
just,
idea to life. Yeah, yeah.
Like even especially I love that Wizards is bringing out their own alt cards. But there's so many other artists. Like, I think I don't even know how to pronounce it. Like MLL something on Instagram. And I've seen her paint, I think, 4 or 5 different Holden and Pacos.
Kira Nefarium on Instagram. She makes super, super nice extensions. Hope, also.
As well, all of
my shrines, like...
Those shrines are gorgeous.
Those are in the order of people I like.
Yay! It's true. It's true. The one that Brian mentioned, just so we can shout her properly, it's MLLIZAVX MTG Alters. So.
Yeah, and she's done, like, so, like, Dan showed off his Holden and Paco. I was thinking of playing it, and, like, she made, like, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, the Shaggy, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Scooby-Doo,
I thought those were hilarious.
Yeah. I love them. I loved that idea. And I think she's done like 3 or 4 iterations for different people.
There's an amazing altar community.
Hope did Heavy Metal Yoda for Tyrone.
I did, yeah. It was pretty sweet.
I need to see this.
Yeah, oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, it's awesome.
So. It's a pretty cool one.
Oh, it's on my Instagram. Check it out, HB Altars. But no. But even like right now, there's a group of altars that are doing like an altar October thing.
Oh yes.
So I'm gonna be
Altober.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be working on that with them. I'm really excited.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that'll be really fun, and then probably do like a sailor giveaway or something. But anyways.
Is there something you like to see the most across the table from you? Like something that you're like, all right, like this guy cares about what they're playing. Like this person, you like to see like altars or extensions or.
Yeah, that's like my whole thing. Like whether it's a proxied altar or like a hand painted altar, I'm like, I just like different art. And that just, I think comes from me like being into that, you know, obviously, but that's what I like.
Brian.
I would love to see your brothers using mats.
Oh, like I said, just it's crazy. I have probably 40 playmats. I have so many. I have like stacks of playmats. Like I have a whole desk covered in playmats. My desk I build decks on.
Like
it's just covered in playmats. I'll give them playmats. I'll buy them whatever they want. Just please.
Like I love seeing like someone that like it's almost like you're going out to. I almost want to think of like the etiquette. Like the
I was going to say Brian's enforcing a dress code.
Yeah.
Ooh, we don't do that here. Sorry.
Well, it's like going out to like.
Socks and sandals if you want, but playmat, please.
Like I keep thinking of the etiquette account, like the etiquette thumbnail that Eddie did for us, where it's like the place setting. The fine
dining, yeah.
Yeah, the place setting. I'm like, nice mat. I have my deck and a nice sleeve over here. I'm just like, everything's perfect. And, like, I love seeing people with their own dice and or tokens for their own cards.
Magic is...
I'm terrible at that, I'll be honest.
One of our writers, Dante, wrote, like, a really good article about that, about bringing your own tokens instead of the, you'll be a soldier, and you're like, a soldier.
At Dante Informal?
Yeah, here's my plant tokens. Buddy, that's a
D20. well, it's plant tokens now.
It's, I have noticed that it is not great on webcam play. Mm-hmm. To have to represent your cards that way, because I find a lot of people, they're like, I swing at you, and I'm like, I have 40 zombie tokens. They're like, oh.
Well, that's what that was. I thought that was your life.
Even like,
I thought that was just a two dice sitting there.
Well, and even like in person play, like it's just nicer. Like when you can look up at the table and very clearly see. Like
visually,
That's something that I personally want to work on.
I'm horrible for that, because I live the token life.
Because even if I have like, I only have a single plant token,
at
but
least
then I
you
can
represent
have,
it
I,
there.
Then you can see it and be like, is that counters on the token or is that the number of tokens?
Well,
and I'm happy either way.
I have a Risk the Redeem deck, and it's a whole, the whole point is making tokens. And then often it's like, here's my Sandward Convergence tokens. Here's my elf tokens.
These are my elf warriors.
Yeah, here's some wolf tokens. Yeah. I've made some plant tokens with Avenger of Zendikar. Yeah, here's my Divine Intervention tokens. I have Essence of the Wild. Like, I've got a lot just going on.
Yeah, it's just an absolute nightmare. Oh, I know exactly what he's getting. Zach just got up, and I know exactly what he's getting. Yeah. He's getting tokens that represent everything.
That's exactly
what he's doing.
We definitely have to reach
out.
Matt
Daw also has those.
Yeah, we've got to reach out and get sponsored by these guys for sure. I love watching Matt draw them.
Watching Zach draw them, it's so funny. They're literally whiteboard tokens.
The Canadian Moose!
We played a really, really fun game over at one of my friend's houses. We were playing just some kitchen table magic, and
like
everyone had an Elish Norn but Hope.
Yeah.
While she's trying to play a casual Tolsmere deck. So, yeah, everyone had, like, copies of Elish Norn, and Matt just kept drawing out new copies of Elish Norn to throw around the table.
That's so funny. Like, with the full, like... head thing. Yeah, it was awesome.
Is this Elle Shorn or is this a stingray?
What are you saying, Zach?
If anyone's curious, these are Infinity Tokens, infinitytokens.com. They come in a couple of different things. You can get the cards like this. They also have little, like, they look like little tokens. They're circular, and you can use those as actual, you know, representation of tokens. I would suggest the Etch Gaming stuff a little bit more because, you know.
Oh, those solid tokens. I cannot wait to flex my Tayam deck.
Right. But I like these guys a lot. They're a lot of fun. I'm really bad at art, but I like to try to pretend I'm not. And on our channel, it's the best place to do it. Whenever I make a token, I typically will go for these. I do have the individual tokens that my decks make always on them. But
you're a better person than me.
Yeah, like I just have my tokens in one of my 60 card archive or folders.
A fun story. I have probably 500 tokens sleeved. I just don't bring them. They're in one of the white boxes.
Yeah,
in one of my
I know
drawers.
Where they are. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like so many because I played Edgar Markov lots before. So I have like all these like vampire ones and the different kind of like here's a white vampire with lifelink. Here's the all of that. I just never bring
the
them.
I think the only deck I have two decks that have tokens, and one is the Tolsmir deck because it has Voja, friend to elves.
Yeah, you gotta have that token.
And two wolves.
Oh, and you have to and if then, you play Meritlage, you have to have that.
Yeah,
token.
Obviously.
You flip a card upside down. Nuh-uh.
Give me that 2020 baby.
Yeah.
but also my Sylvia and Korvath deck has a soldier and a dragon, just one of
well,
each.
You guys know how much I love making token copies of anything. Like a lot of my shapeshifters, blue black Lizoth deck. So I always have to have something that I'm able to actually represent what the creature is, whether it's a dry erase or something.
What have you?
There's I have always enjoyed seeing the Infinity Tokens. I really don't think enough people play them.
I think they're such a great idea. I literally just like pulled up their website on my phone so I don't forget to buy some later.
They're so funny. I couldn't draw. I can barely print my name,
be
honest.
That's half the fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're really good icebreakers, too.
That's a wolf token. Let me tell you, buddy. No, it's not.
Yeah.
I do think you are right, though. Exactly. It's it is a good icebreaker. It's something that not everyone's really comfortable meeting new people and talking to new people, so it is a way to kind of be like, all right, these guys are a little sillier. And
yeah, and like you can, it's a lot easier to like get down with your homies, as it were.
I had a Bruticlad deck that I took to SCG Con last year.
That'd be fun.
Especially because your tokens are always changing.
Exactly. So like the whole idea behind that deck is to make copy tokens of literally everything.
Everything.
So I would, you know, when I sat down and people saw his Bruticlad, saw his Is It, the pod was kind of like,
is it?
This guy, you know, this guy's probably going to try to pub stomp us or whatever. But when I brought out my tokens and started drawing, they realized, you know, oh, this guy's just, we're just having fun. Like, yep. I'm not trying to do anything overpowered. Dumb. And that's kind of the thing. It helps to get people talking. It helps to really make the game more interesting. And like, I had no problems. I was drawing people tokens, even as they were horribly beating me, like I was losing so bad. Oh. I still was like making tokens for them, like, hey, you know, here, use this. It's fun.
There we go. Brian's fixed his thing.
I would say sometimes it's not about winning. It's about sometimes it's just about drawing dumb stuff for your new friends.
Well, and I think as well that when you bring stuff like that out, you show that you care about the interaction you're having with people a little bit more. So like we were talking about with the dice, like you care about the experience. You don't want to bog the game down because you didn't bring it. A lot of people, Magic's a visual game. That's, I think, the biggest problem with proxies is that like people don't want to see like someone write like Scrubland on a mountain, right? You want to see across the table. I know that's a Smothering Tithe,
yeah.
Right? That's why the foreign cards don't bug people so much because like we know what it does. You know, you can do whatever.
That was something that, yeah, I was playing against somebody the other day that had if you have like one or two max like in your deck, like proxies that are just like things written down because you're testing or whatever, but like they had, I would say probably like 10% of their deck was that, and I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, so you like to be able to look across and see, right? And it's the same thing on a playmat.
I don't know what that does.
I think one of the nice things about having a playmat when you come out, like I know we're beating a dead horse with this rolled up playmat, but one of the nice things is that you kind of keep everything on your own spot a little bit. You're not spreading out super wide across the table.
Yeah. You me have your confined area.
Me comes with a 6-foot playmat. Let's spread it on.
Yeah.
I'm more inclined to, like, I don't care about proxies like we, you know, spoken about, but I'm more inclined to, like, if someone has an entire proxy deck, wouldn't bother me if every card is actually, like, art.
The artwork of it, or alternate art of something?
Yeah. Like, if you're writing everything down, that's very frustrating. But if you've taken the time, like, hey, I didn't have the money to buy this Scrubland, but instead I got this, you know, $6 Scrubland proxy that looks like this, I'm so much more likely to just be like, oh, that's cool, can I see that, where'd you get that from?
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
Me. Yeah, like I said, as long as you're out buying some cards, like if you're
supporting someone,
yeah, you know what I mean, like don't not play the game because things are expensive, because it is. Like, I'm never going to tell someone, like, nah, don't eat this month so that you can have a dual land and stuff, right?
Yeah,
like,
no.
For not everyone can afford to go buy these crazy cards to upgrade their decks, but, like, I don't care if someone plays, like, $4 for that. But I do agree that when it's written down just on a piece of paper, I'm like, come on, man, put a little effort.
It's hard to tell what's happening.
Printer go.
Yeah, money printer go. Brr.
Go to the library. Print it out.
They actually won't do that.
Really?
Yeah, most... No, not that at all. Most stores, like Staples, anything like that, will not print you Magic cards.
That's
because
not the library.
Well, most places that you can go print stuff like that where you have to take it out, Wizards has sued them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they can't stop the library. The library, you have access to the computers. They're not printing it for you.
But if that librarian catches you?
Wizards sues the Calgary library.
Better hope that you were quiet.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. But like
that printer's not quiet enough.
Get out of my head, Brian. Stop.
Librarian yelling
at. Is there any product you think Magic needs? Like something that is not widely available but that you've seen? One of the people we play with, his name's Chuck. He brings out, you know, the spin down life counters that you get? Mm-hmm. He has a custom one, and it has the three, it goes up to the hundreds of life.
Oh, yes. Nice. Oh,
it's just lovely.
It is really nice, yeah. I always forget about that, but yeah, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, what is it?
First time I saw it, we were doing just a pre-release.
Yeah, yeah. You were like...
He's dropping this down, I'm like, what kind of standard nonsense have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, I think they need, they need to add an extra wheel.
Yeah.
Give us a third wheel.
Well, I mean, Commander players often hit, like, ridiculously high life. Or even ridiculously high counts of tokens.
Well, you get that little
swarm.
Yeah, you get that thing, and then you're just like, "Well, I go to 100, my
D20."
Another thing we talked about a little bit on the last episode: the upkeep trigger reminders, or just trigger reminders in general that something happens.
Put a dice.
Yeah, for a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people put a dice on their deck. That's like the really common one.
Yeah,
just put a dice on their deck so they remember before they draw.
But Edge Gaming has one.
I think those are hilarious.
These are so good. I had no idea that these were coming.
A lot of movement on the podcast.
Yeah, a lot of movement. It's an audio format.
No one seen. Yeah, that
wow.
Nice. Does look nice there, Brian. Upon thy upkeep, forget not what thou have earned. Thou hast earned.
The hast.
Reading's hard.
Yeah. Old English is hard.
Ye old English.
So, one of my favorite artists in Magic the Gathering is RK Post. And I got to meet him, and he had these, and I thought they were
Flex.
So
cool. Oh, I do really
those.
Like those tokens.
I love those
that people
too.
Do.
They're
I
so
have
good.
Two.
Yeah.
I have my zombie, which is the Night King.
Do you have a treasure? Do you have a treasure?
No.
Who
I
has
have
a treasure?
I have a dragon.
Connor has a treasure, and then the spirit one.
Oh, man. I can't even, like...
Dragon's
I got that. Too. Use case, spirit, haunter spirit, Magnemite servo.
I'll have to... When I can find the link of one of the players in our playgroup, he bought a big, it's a collection of common tokens.
Oh, yes.
It's Corey's tokens, yeah. And they're these really, really nice full art drawings.
Oh,
yeah.
I love those. Yeah. Yes, we got to find that.
Those are
awesome.
Those are really, really nice where it's just like all those. I love those white backed ones. I really, really like them. Like I've seen a lot of people do a lot of the tokens in tattoo style as well, kind of like the secret layer ones. Those are really solid tokens.
I just love
the creativity that comes into a lot of these different things. Like, it's just, you have a favorite TV show, you have a favorite movie, or a video game, or something like that.
Take it back to Magic, even a favorite guild.
Yeah.
I saw the Is It Deck box, like, I'm gonna go buy that one. Even just the Theros playmats. I love the Pokemon lands.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, so I bought a bunch of those ones.
Yeah, I got the Golgari deck box.
That's the one that we just bought. I was looking over. I was like, which one do we get?
Yeah, we just got
I love the Boros ones. That's when we were playing D&D, that's what all my D&D dice are in, is the Boros one, and hopes we're in the Selesnya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's just, there's so much. And, like, we even got more to play with now. I can't wait. I just cannot wait to really, I guess, flex.
Yeah.
that's really what this all boils down to. It is a classic flex. I was talking to somebody that doesn't play a lot of Magic, but they started to buy some product, and they were just like, well, does this stuff really matter? Like, talking about alt art, talking about foiling, talking about, I'm like, think about somebody with like a car, you know, like a car guy is going to be like really into that kind of stuff, you know? And they're just like, look at this that I have. And I'm like, it is the exact same thing, but for nerds.
Well, look at the, a really good example of that is.
Look at these spinners I got.
A good example of that is, look at the universal reaction to the full art Cultivate. Yeah. I didn't see one person say that it wasn't good. Some people were like, it shouldn't be a rare. They were wrong. It should be a rare. With that artwork,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's full art stuff. Like, that's the, oh. Like people care about stuff like that. And I have like a full art Rampant Growth and stuff like that. Like, people love seeing stuff like that.
I literally just bought the like promo, I think it's the Friday Night Magic, Rexage.
Oh, that one is, I keep trying to find it and I never
find it. I finally
just
bought it because I was like, I need it. Because I love the art and I wanted the full art. I was like, fine, I'll just buy it.
That was with the Sakura Tribe Elder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that as a gift for Hope and stuff, was the cool Sakura Tribe Elder, like the not normal one.
Yeah.
So that's something we kind of skipped over, me, when we were talking about, like, when we sit across the table, if we see things.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So that's my thing, is like, it's either premium foils from stuff like Secret Lair or like the old like dual decks,
yep,
or the premium decks like Graveborn or what have you, and then judge promos.
Yeah.
Anything like that. Like
that Lotus or Cobra.
Or the old promos too that they used to do, like from the Lorwyn block, where it wasn't stained glass, but it looked like, you know, the foiling was done where it looked like the glass was shattering on the
foiling.
I love
very like Pokemon Hollow.
I truly believe Wizards left money on the table by not doing a Eldrazi stained glass Secret Lair.
Oh my god, that would have been so dope.
People love it.
But anytime I see that kind of stuff, like, I'm always like, can I please, like, look at that card?
Yeah. That's the kind and of stuff, also, like, where did you get it?
Yeah. That it's like Zach was saying earlier, it is a nice icebreaker when people have cool stuff like that. I've had lots of people, not even playing a game with them, like, oh, like, that playmat is sick. Where did you get that? Like, this is
I take a picture of it? Can I, you know, like,
it's... Yeah, we were doing that for a long time and posting before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like even
in the before time.
When I brought in my Black Core Altars to Ogre's Den, like, I had people going like
that's really cool. Yeah,
where I can, I'm gonna have to place myself in order.
That's something that I like about this hobby a lot too. Is like, we can express ourselves in so many different ways, and it just goes back to, you know, like, also being polite. Like, if you're excited about something someone has, as especially us being Commander players, like, if you comment on that, I guarantee you just made a new friend. That's someone that's going to be wanting to play in your pods. Like,
totally. And you made their whole day.
It's been mentioned before that I do, like, I play League of Legends, so obviously I love, like, the skins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In, like, a bunch of decks that have different iterations, like Niv-Mizzet, I have all of the different versions of Niv-Mizzet, and I just switch out whichever one I'm playing. It's all in my Commander sleeve. So, like, it's like a real big fat sleeve. But yeah, like, people love that. They love alternate versions of it. It's a different way to feel how you play, like you said. And you do make a friend that way. I've seen lots of people that have cool product and they're just like, this is awesome.
You're like, need one, please.
Yeah. Anytime I bring out my D20 spin downs, if someone recognizes I have the Graveborn one, we're good. I'm not targeting him with anything.
Yeah,
the
whole game.
Oh, hey, Zach, you have that homies. Graveborn dice?
Wow.
No, yes, I do. 20 damage at this guy.
That's super real, though. That is a really real thing. Like, you just become like BFFs out of nowhere. It's awesome.
I do also think that one of the things a lot of people are missing is a way to cast their count the times they've cast their commander.
Yes.
In a lot of games, that does get
not with Etch Gaming.
Yeah, Etch has a really cool version of it. We're really plugging them, but like,
but we love them.
He's got good product.
Whatever, like, they're dope. But that is a real thing, because like, I know for me, like, I was said before, like, I get countered really hard usually, and I get my commanders destroyed, because a lot of my decks have really
aggro-y commanders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get why you would kill Atraxa, but I'll cast her for 18. I don't care.
I don't understand why my Nicol Bolas Planeswalker deck is being targeted.
I don't know why you don't like it.
Would some call you the Queen of Counters?
Some name Zach. But no, I was gonna say with regards to that, the way that I do it is I put how many times I've cast it so far, so I know what my command tax is, right?
Yeah.
But I've seen some people be like, now it's going to cost this much. Well, and I'm like, that is so hard for me to keep up with. Like, no way.
Speaking of that, one thing a lot of people that I've seen do with counters, they'll have something that puts 1/1 counters on it, and they'll represent the total amount of power and toughness instead of the number of counters, and I hate that.
Yeah. Well, because, that's not how I do it, so then I get confused.
Yeah, and then I'm like, does it have 8 counters? Like, is it a 10, or is it
an 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, that's kind of what we wanted to go over today, just the ways to express yourself. Obviously, I'd love to hear everyone's opinions on each of these things. Like, is there a product you think is missing? Like, do you have a product you bring out that people just love to see?
Yeah, well, did we miss something?
Yeah, well, because I'm sure we have. Like, even with regards to, just bringing up, the Game Genic ones again. Like, nobody's heard of those.
No. Never
because
heard of
they're
them.
New, so it's like stuff like that. Like, I want to hear about these new products, so let us know on Instagram. Feel free to slide into my DMs with that sweet, sweet product. So, any of my DMs, Daniel shaking his head, Brian hates me.
You're special.
I need this glow in the dark deck box, though.
Oh my god, which that's one? What I'm saying.
The one that Zach's friends apparently made.
Oh, the Phyrexian one,
yeah. That'd be
pretty cool. I need this,
yeah. I will have the picture sent to us. I'm texting him now. I'm glad you said something.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to get those posted. Anyways, y'all.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope, where can they find our stuff?
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Into99, Into99 Podcast as well. Check out our Discord. We have an awesome community built up over there. We stream every Saturday at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Our podcast goes up every Sunday at 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Also, check out our Patreon for early access and if you want to support us in a different way. Lastly, check out Etch Gaming, one of our sponsors, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
See ya.
I did a real meow.
Did you turn off?